Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It is time for the Buck Belue Show. We are live in Roswell at South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals. Local company, awesome reputation. Check out the website at spfs.com. Buy your home with peace of mind. We're hanging out with Vice President Patricia Eubanks and her great staff. And just hoping we don't interrupt the business today as everybody's looking over here going, man, that guy's talking loud. You're listening to The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Get that mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. You can visit beavertoyotaofcumming.com, the fastest and easiest way to shop online. Also, listen on the smart speaker. And, hey, that's sponsored by South Point Financial Services. The Mortgage Professionals 10 o'clock hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. Your champions of personal injury law. If you need to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. And I'm hanging out today with Brandon Harper, our roadshow engineer, back at the studio in the Battery Atlanta. Sean Nerney, our engineer. And our roadshow, our producer, Adam Road Dog Gillespie, as we get ready to get started on this Friday morning. Hopefully your Friday's off to a good start. Had some fun last night in Buckhead before the monsoon came down at Irby's Tavern with a book signing as we get underway the month of August. We're looking to hit the 10 top areas in Metro Atlanta. Fun being in Buckhead last night. So all that said, let's get to work.
Bucks Big Take.
Braves country, we've got a 50-game race to the finish line that starts tonight in Miami. The Braves woke up 7 games back of the Mets in the National League East. Folks, it's past go time. Dropping 4-5 to the Mets last weekend was both embarrassing and frustrating. Snit's team showed some fight and resiliency in Boston, and a rematch with the rival Mets loom starting on Monday at Truist Park here in Atlanta. However, first things first. Starting tonight, it's the first of 4 against the Marlins in a very sterile atmosphere in South Florida. Only the Oakland A's draw fewer fans than the Miami Marlins. I think it's around 10,000 a game they're claiming, and I would say, hey, if you want to be real, it's less than that. The challenge in the next 4 games is for the Braves to generate their own intensity in a near-empty ballpark, a little different than what they saw both at Citi Field recently and also at Fenway Park. At a minimum, the Braves need to take 3 of 4 from the Marlins over the weekend starting tonight. So we're going to throw Odorizzi at him tonight. And we'll come back here in a little bit, and I'll talk about how the most important thing for the Braves in these final 50 games is to absolutely own their division rivals. I think our last 19 games maybe against division rivals. I mean, you got to take care of business against them, brother. And it hadn't been easy this year in the division. Well, we were beating up on one team. But we need to get the best of all these rivals down the stretch. And there's your big take. I missed the Braves last night. So I was out and about in Buckhead at Irby's Tavern last night talking to the fans out there. Many of them mentioned, you know, that they always miss when the Braves are off. You know, we get in the habit of tuning in, even if it's like back noise in the room, we got the Braves on, whether it's right here on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan, or maybe on Bally's, you're checking them out on TV. And during the baseball season, I'm just like that, man. I got the Braves on. I'm invested in this baseball team. And when they have a day off, a night off, it just doesn't seem the same. Back in business here tonight. Let's see what's popping out there, Nerney.
Let's find out what's popping.
All right, the Braves in Miami, as I've been talking about, first to four, 6:40 first pitch. Hear it all here on the Braves home station, 680 The Fan, or get that mobile app, crystal clear, anywhere, anytime. Max Fried, a concussion. I mean, what's he been practicing, football? My goodness. I mean, this is the last thing I expect the Braves to be dealing with, is their ace pitcher suffering concussion-like symptoms. Will miss his start down in Miami, and apparently will be ready maybe game two of the Mets series on Tuesday. So you just never know what you're going to deal with. And here are the Braves dealing with Fried missing his start against the Marlins, and hopefully he's going to be ready to go against the Mets. We need him in the worst way. He is fielding a ball, trying to make a throw, banged his head on the ground, and the next thing you know, he's got concussion symptoms. I mean, this is the last guy we need to be dealing with any kind of injury out there.
No, don't like that.
Come on, Max. We need you, brother. Hey, we're going to see some football tonight, too. Saw a little bit last night. So the Giants and Patriots were going, that was, can you just say in a word, boring? My goodness. Boring. Falcons in Detroit going to take on the Lions at Ford Field tonight. A 6 o'clock kickoff. What's up with that? 6 o'clock. Knocking heads with the Lions. Apparently, new Atlanta quarterback Marcus Mariota will take over or quarterback for quarter of the game.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
Show for the moment, at least. Here on The Fan, we appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. And we're live in Roswell, South Point Financial Services. The mortgage professionals, man, business is going so good. I guess they're taking so many calls that may have kicked us off the air. Brandon Harper's in charge, though. I'm not worried about that. He's got the hot spot ready if it happens one more time. As I was saying, in What's Poppin',
let's find out what's popping.
Max Fried, we need you, brother. And Falcons in Detroit kicking off tonight. First preseason game, 6 o'clock, knocking heads with the Lions. And you can see the new quarterback, Marcus Mariota. First quarter possessions. And then you can see the other guys at that point, the rest of the game. This is the first time since 2008 Matt Ryan has not been the Falcons quarterback. So it might look a little different up there watching tonight. That's 15 years, folks, of Matt Ryan being the guy. Some people won't appreciate him until he's gone, is what I've been saying, and he's gone. So you might be appreciating what he did here over those 14 years with the Falcons. The Golf FedEx Cup playoffs underway in Memphis at TPC Southwind, round two today. How about Ricky Fowler? He was the last man to qualify to get into the playoffs. His last win is back in 2019. He's changed his caddy. He's changed his putter. And it must be working. 565 in round number one. Got the BMW next. And then the Tour Championship hits Eastlake here in Atlanta later this month, August 25th through the 28th. And I'm hoping we'll be back down there covering the Tour Championship. Harper looking like a yes there, so yeah. That's going to be exciting.
Good news, Buck. I think you're down there Thursday and Friday of next week.
I'm telling
you,
man, this is one of my favorite events. And look, we all love the Masters and going to Augusta National. The patrons, yeah, that's what we call them over there in Augusta, the patrons. There are a lot of patrons out there. And to get a good look at things, well, sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge. Not that I'm being critical. But I tell you what, at Eastlake, the Tour Championship, the numbers are limited on the fans getting in. And so it's really up close and personal there at the Tour Championship. If you have not been, this is a must-go-to here in Metro Atlanta for the sports fan. Looking forward to that later this month. And that's what's popping. That's what's popping out there as we get the show. Rain all over the place, it looks like. And Chuck and Chernoff are out and about. They're going to broadcast live today at Truck and Tap in Alpharetta from 2 to 6. Boys kick off the weekend with Creature Comforts Classic City Lager gift packs, coveted 680 The Fan shirts. You can register to win baseball tickets. Now, I wonder what game the baseball tickets. So come hang with the show. Start your weekend with a Creature Comforts Classic City Lager at Truck and Tap from 2 to 6 today at 30 Milton Avenue in Alpharetta. What do you say? We see. Let's go ahead and chop it up. What do you say?
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
Braves 7 games back of the Mets as action gets started later today, and we've got 50 games remaining in the regular season. Now, 30 of those 50 games will come against division rivals. We've got 10 games left with the Marlins, 7 games left with the Mets, 7 remaining with the Phillies,
Philadelphia,
and 6 remaining with the Nationals. How has it gone so far against our division rivals? We're 10-3 against the Nationals, so we own them. 6 games left. We need to continue to own those guys this season. 7 games remaining with the Phillies. I believe we're 6-6 against
Philadelphia
this year in the baseball season. 7 games with the Mets. Disappointing 4-8 against these guys this season. Somehow we got to get that flip next week here in Atlanta. As I mentioned, 10 games with the Marlins. Holy cow, what are we doing? We're only 5-4 against the Marlins this season. Are you kidding me? 5-4 against the Fish. I'm telling you, man, we need to go 7-3 the remaining 10 games against the Marlins. And we need to flip this thing around against the Mets. 5-2. That's what I'm saying. 5-2 against the Phillies and their 7 games. And we need to go 5-1 against the Nationals in those 6 games remaining with them. So rest of the way in those 30 division games, I'm setting the bar high. Falcons need to win 73% of these 30 games against division rivals the rest of the year. Go 22-8 against these guys. Now, that's if you want to win the National League East. If you want to get in as a wild card, well, then I would say you probably don't necessarily need to go 22-8. I've still got my eye on the prize, and that is another National League East title. The wild card thing, that just sounds a little dangerous to me. That wild card thing, man, you don't know what's going to happen there. Now, the other 20 games out of the National League East, gosh, I say you go 13-7 in those games. And that would add up to finish the season 35-15. Does that sound like too high of a level for the Braves to play the rest of the year? 35-15, the Mets go 24-23, and we win the division. That's what I'm thinking. How about you? 404-231-1680, the number. We've got to own our division rivals the rest of the way. And I'm telling you, man, this Braves team, they've got to have a chip on their shoulder about what's happened against the Mets so far this year, especially losing 4 out of 5 up in New York at Citi Field last weekend. Got to somehow get that turned around because they are wearing us out right now. If we don't beat them head-to-head, we're not winning the division. I mean, it's as simple as that. You got to whip those guys head-to-head. 7 matchups left. 4 coming up starting on Monday. Take care of business against these guys we like to beat the most. So 60% of the remaining schedule against National League East opponents. So hopefully Vaughn Grissom won't be a one-hit wonder. He's going to continue to do what he did. That's probably asking too much. Doing what he did in game number 1 of his major league career. Need Ozuna to pick it up. Looks like he's shown signs of coming around. Got Acuna that's back on track. That's a great thing. Riley and Swanson continue to deliver. Our new center fielder's been awesome. I think maybe it comes down to the starting pitching getting the job done. Bullpen looks like it's been solidified. Starting rotation, still got some issues down there that we're trying to get figured out. 404-231-1680, the number. We're live in Roswell. South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals, the local company, awesome reputation. Check them out on their website, spfs.com. Great mortgages are crafted by local lenders. Buy your home with peace of mind with South Point Financial. We're here with the VP, Patricia Eubanks, and her outstanding staff. And they are busy today working the scene. Jeff joins us on the show. Jeff, welcome to the Buck Belue Show, man. What's going on?
Hey, Buck. What's the situation with Albies right now? Is she going to make it back before the season's over?
Well, I mean, they're not really saying, but I'm expecting this time next month, so the middle of September, I'm expecting him to be back in the lineup.
Well, that would be good for us. That'd be real good for us. And, hey, one more thing. Back when Kincaid was on the show with you, this guy used to call up all the time named Mel. You ever hear anything about old Mel?
Mel left town with Kincaid. I think he moved up to Philadelphia. And maybe he's living in Kincaid's basement up there because he has flat disappeared from the station. I have not heard him on the station, much less the show. Maybe he's just boycotting the fact Kincaid's not here anymore. We appreciate you coming on the show today. Yeah, I'm getting that a lot about Ozzie Albies. When's he coming back? Look, I'm not on the medical staff, and they're not really releasing that information to the media. But my sources are telling me that he is rehabbing. The rehabbing's going well, and it looks like another 3-4 weeks perhaps before he's back in there. So that's really all the kid, the rookie, has got to cover up is maybe another 3-4 weeks as far as Vaughn Grissom goes at second base. And you got Adrianza there that can fill in and maybe pick up some of the slack also. Grissom, I'm not asking him to be phenomenal like he was in the debut when he hit that bomb that went out of the ballpark. I'm just saying just make the normal play at second base. He doesn't have to be fantastic. You know, we're not asking him to win a gold glove out there as a rookie. And defense, really, his reputation is not all about the defense. It's more offensively. But just make the normal plays, kid. When they hit your ground ball, hey, make the play. Make the good throw to the base. And get the out for us. We don't need you, you know, being spectacular out at second base. Just make the normal, everyday play defensively. And then I think offensively, look, it's a tough gig when you got a guy that's only spent a month in Double-A baseball to come up to the show and just be dominant as far as hitting goes. They're going to hit him ninth, as you saw Snit the other night in Boston. So not a lot of pressure is going to be on him offensively. I would say the one thing I want to see out of Vaughn Grissom here until Ozzie comes back is to don't go chasing all these pitches out of the strike zone, being overly aggressive. swing at strikes, go up there looking for balls in the strike zone and take a big hack at it. Put it in play, in other words. But don't go up there chasing these balls all out of the strike zone. Next thing you know, Adrianz is going to be out there playing. So that's all my expectations are for Vaughn Grissom. Just make the everyday play defensively. And don't be overly aggressive at the plate. Go up there and swing at some strikes. Put it in play. I feel bad for Grissom, though, because, you know, most every time you see a rookie come up and he gets his first base knock, you see him throw the ball out of the game, they tag it, they put it aside, and then he's presented with the ball to take home as a memento after the ball game, put it on the trophy shelf back at home. But he hit that home run so far, it flew out of Fenway Park, and you know somebody running along that street out there picked it up and ran off with it. There's probably no way he's getting his hands on that first home run ball, which is a little disappointing. I mean, you want to hang on to those things, right? I mean, is it that big a deal? I think so. I've got my first professional base hit ball on my shelf in the office at home. It was a single up the middle, base knock up the middle between short and second, got by the pitcher. And they threw the ball out of the game and gave it to me later, man. I'm still hanging on to that thing. So there you go. There's some Braves talk for you today as we get ready to plug them back in tonight. So we'll get started, a 6:40 start down in Miami. There might be 1,500 fans at the ballpark tonight down there. I'm telling you, man, you got to generate your own excitement down there playing them in Miami. It is really disappointing there. Only the A's have drawn less fans than the Marlins this season out of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball. What's up next, man? We got the top five ready for you.
Best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Ace, man, you're looking for that green egg. Ace has them, plus everything else you need as far as home improvement goes. Love Ace in a lot of these satellite, a lot of Aces around Metro Atlanta. Step in there and check them out, man. They're going to take care of you. All right, what college football program am I most curious about heading into this season? Well, I would have LSU on the list, Brian Kelly taking over there in Baton Rouge. I've got Texas on the list, Sarkisian in year number two looking for some improvement over there, Notre Dame with a new head coach. Curious about all three of those programs, but if I had to select the program that I'm most curious about coming into the year, I would have to say that's the Oklahoma Sooners. You got Lincoln Riley. He moved on out. He's in La-La Land out there in Los Angeles coaching the Trojans. And now Brent Venables, longtime defensive coordinator out of Clemson, has taken over as the head coach at Oklahoma. And the focus, you're going from offense to defense with the Sooners. But Venable's a defensive guy. Lincoln Riley was an offensive guy. So the focus back on defense with the Sooners. I'm really curious about the Oklahoma quarterback, too. Dylan Gabriel, young man from Hawaii. Chad, hope things are going well out there in Hawaii. Dylan Gabriel did some amazing things as the quarterback at UCF, if you were paying attention. Now he'll be the quarterback at Oklahoma this season. And can't wait to see what he delivers there at that quarterback spot. Sooners are looking to get back to the college football playoffs for the first time since 2019 when Georgia took them down in the Rose Bowl. Remember that game? That was fantastic. All right, number two, Sam Pittman, using some motivational tactics with his Razorback football team. Do I think this tactic is effective? And the tactic I'm talking about is to talk to his team about being the underdog. They've done some good things, man. I mean, suddenly they are a team that's got to be contended with in the SEC West.
Yes, sir!
And Pittman showed his team the ESPN Football Power Index rankings the last couple of days, put this up on the screen in the team meeting, and it showed that they had ranked Arkansas last, absolutely in the cellar in the SEC West coming into this season. And remember now, when Pittman took over the job out there, they had lost 19 consecutive SEC games in a row. But I tell you what, they're a team to be respected now. And I do believe that is a great motivational tactic. And I've always believed this, is when the head coach shows the team or tells the team that nobody believes in them. And then he says, hey, the group right here, look around. Look around here, your teammates and the coaching staff, training staff, right here, all these people that are gathered in here. We're the only ones that believe in us. Nobody else believes in us. Everybody else thinks you're a bunch of bums. Sam Pittman breaking out that motivational tactic, using those ESPN college football power index rankings. Wonder if any other coach is doing that this year. All right, number three. Why is the Dogs' offensive line ranked tops in the SEC? Now, I saw the latest one of these is On3, the website On3. Acock, our intern, discovered this a few weeks ago. Well, look, Georgia's offensive line a year ago only allowed 16 sacks. And that was the low number in the conference, in the SEC. They were tops last season, or number three in the SEC last season with 5.3 yards per carry. So they were the best in pass blocking. They were third out of 14 teams in run blocking. They've got both offensive tackles coming back, and they've got their center returning. A guy that started at offensive guard a year ago was injured. He's getting plugged back in at right guard. So really only replacing Jamari Sawyer at the offensive, one of the offensive guard spots. So that's why the Dogs have their offensive line ranked tops in the SEC coming into the season. Arkansas, Sam Pittman, no surprise here. They were number two. Kentucky, three. Alabama, four. Texas A&M was five. Have you seen what's coming on, what's going on coming out of Lexington? John Calipari, basketball coach at Kentucky, a little offended that Kentucky would back up the football program over the basketball program. Mark Stoops, head coach at Kentucky, has seen a new football facility being built. And meanwhile, Calipari is complaining about their basketball facility being 15 years old, outdated, not impressive enough for the recruits coming into town. And Calipari saying, look, it's obvious we're a basketball school. What's going on here? Why are they investing in the football program? Mark Stoops not too happy with those comments. You know, and if they mixed it up in the hallway, let's just say we're walking down the hallway, bumped into each other, and they start scrapping. I'm going with Stoops. And Calipari is all talk, if you ask me. Cheney up there at Temple almost whipped us butt a few years ago. Remember that during the press conference? That would have been interesting. Calipari saying they got a leaky roof over at the basketball facility. Well, I'm saying patch it up. You don't need a whole new facility. Meanwhile, the Kentucky program under Stoops has turned this thing around. Suddenly, they're being taken seriously, and they needed that new football facility. All right, number five. I'm getting this one around town these days. Aaron Murray and Hudson Mason both now are working at ESPN during the college football season on the weekend as college football color analyst. And I'm happy for both these guys. This is good work if you can get it. And really happy for Aaron Murray, news breaking a day or two ago, and Hudson has been doing this for a couple of years. Blue, it's getting people at Blue, why aren't you doing this? Well, it's the timing is what it is. I've got two boys now that are playing high school football on Friday night. Now, do you think I want to be traveling out of town to do the Wichita State, South Dakota State game and miss my sons playing high school football? The answer to that is no, absolutely not. I wouldn't miss that. They could say, Baloo, you're doing the Tennessee-Alabama game, and I'd say, I can't make it. My sons are playing on Friday night, and I'm not going to miss that. And by the way, years ago when my family, when the children were young, I was doing a lot of this. Me and Matt Stewart were calling all the Georgia games, both home and away. And so I was able to do it then. But I guess now, you know, it's just not an option for me. Meanwhile, Murray's got, he's got a young child. Hudson's got a baby. So
Murray has another one on the way, too, by the way.
Yeah, Murray's got another one on the way there, too. So you got to do this while you can. Unless you're just willing to, you know, miss your sons playing high school football, which I'm not about to do. I mean, if it costs me a bigger house or a more impressive car, then I'm good with that. I'm not missing their games. And there's your top five today.
Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Yeah, Hutt's got him a baby. Murray's got a young child and also a baby on the way there. So, yeah, they can still get out of town. That wife can take care of things while they're gone. You know what I'm saying? No problem at all. Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
Is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Howe Glaw Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The Bulldogs now 22 days away, teeing it up, open the season, defending that championship as they take on the Oregon Ducks here in Atlanta at MBS and the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. 22 days. Now, how do I know? Well, because Road Dogs got us counting it down.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Bobo underneath, three wide outs. Gonna hand it off to Gary, and Gary pulling, driving, Gary going, and touchdown! Yes. He kept going, and they were holding on to him. Orlandis Gary got his body in there with sheer great effort. 36-17, and we are in Florida. We are not anywhere near the state of Georgia.
Yeah, seven-yard touchdown run in Jacksonville. You might remember this game. The Bulldogs suplexed, pile-drived, body-slammed the Florida Gators to snap a seven-game skid to those guys. Won that game that year 37-17. The great Larry Munson on the call. Orlandis Gary was running that thing wearing number 22. Some other great number 22s that I remember playing for the Bulldogs was defensive back Dick Kahn in the early 70s. DGD, really a good man. Enjoyed getting to know Dick through the years. Played some really good defensive back. Butch Box was a wide receiver, 74, 75, 76. Really enjoyed watching him play. Danny Ware, 2004. Big-time running back like Richard Samuel, also from 8 to 12, all wearing that Georgia Bulldog number 22 jersey. Want to talk a minute about Coach Todd Monken. Met with the media yesterday as Kirby, he trots the coordinators out twice a year. You get them early before the season starts like they did yesterday, and then you get them during the bowl game preparation leading into the big games at the end of the year. And then in between, you just don't get a chance to speak with these guys. But Todd Monken back for his third season as offensive coordinator. He's got him a 24-year-old senior quarterback, returning starter, and Stetson Bennett stepping in. So I think Georgia offensively is in a really good place, as you've heard me talk about this. I think the offense has got to lead the way this season until this defense can get settled, replacing all those guys that moved on to the NFL. Now, last year, the go-to receiver was Brock Bowers. and that was completely caught people off guard. Freshman took over as the big play man in this offense. Let's hear from Monken talking about Bowers.
We didn't know exactly what we had with Brock. We knew he was rare and how he worked and how every day he came. How that developed and kept going, just kind of fell into it, you know, as he just kept going, like, you know, like we knew he was fast. And then all of a sudden at UAB, catching around, like, I don't know, that's different. You know, the GPS says one thing in the field, feel like, wow, that's pretty good. We got to keep trying that, you know, or I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, now they've added another big-time threat that is listed as a tight end. I look at Bowers and Arik Gilbert being really two big receivers, more so than just an inline tight end. I don't want to categorize them as that because they're more than that. Here's Monken talking about the difference in Bowers and Gilbert.
Well, Eric, a lot like Brock is a unique talent. You know, their skill set. Eric's a little bit different in that Eric has wide receiver background and route running. Good with the ball in his hands, run after catch. Where Brock's background is more get the ball in his hands, H-back, fullback, run after catch is probably the difference.
And this offense a year ago, we're just flat getting the job done last season. Number nine in scoring offense, 38.6 points per game. That was in the SEC only behind Alabama and Tennessee by just a small margin. Run-pass ratio for the Bulldogs offensively a year ago, 58% run, 42% pass. And you look at, you know, some of the other teams out there that scored more points than Georgia. You had Ohio State, 54% pass, 46% run. And so I'm hoping we're going to see Georgia tilt that way more so this year. Throw that ball around a little bit more. You got a senior quarterback that's getting all the reps. He's 24 years old. He knows this offense like the back of his hand. And he can operate a quick tempo, up tempo approach. And as I've mentioned many times here over the last month or two, is he's got so many weapons to get the ball to. I count 12 of them, as I mentioned earlier this week. 12 weapons to get the ball to. So let's get him the ball, man. I mean, we're talking about Ad Mitchell out wide, Kyaris Jackson, Ladd McConkie, Arian Smith as far as the slot receivers go. Got Don Blaylock back in the mix, Rosemee Jack-Saint, Darnell Washington, Arik Gilbert, Brock Bowers. Like Oscar Delp, the freshman, is a really good big receiver also. You got Kenny McIntosh coming out of the backfield. Now, I'm not saying ignore the run game. I'm saying maybe just throw it a little bit more than you ran it a year ago, and that's the mix, I think, where you can get into the top three in scoring offense in the upcoming season. But that's just me. I'm not all the time right, but that's the way I would play it. Outscore them this year while you have a chance. And there's your Bulldog Roundtable. Got a podcast. Have you checked out all the podcasts 680 The Fan has to offer? Well, if you haven't, I want to invite you to check that out at thepodcastpark.com. All this is brought to you by Associated Credit Union. From Braves to Dogs, we've got you covered. I've got episode 66 up with John Smoltz talking Braves baseball this time around. So you can get it at thepodcastpark.com, or you can go to Apple, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcast, and check those out. We'll come back with another exciting segment. LSU, some word out of Baton Rouge on their quarterback situation. I've got that next. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 90.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamJack.com.
3-7. Show live in Roswell today at South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals, as they are conducting business. And we've been flying around pretty smoothly here since the opening of the show. It was a little unnerving, but things going well right now. I tell you, you can always depend on Brandon Harper, our roadshow engineer, to get things straightened out. And he's done exactly that. How about Todd Monken, the Georgia offensive coordinator? I mean, his voice... It sounds like gravel, doesn't it? I mean, my goodness, these coaches, you got to talk loud in these meetings and on the football field to be heard by the guys that need to hear what you're saying. And this is what happens. Your voice goes early in the year. I'm just hoping it's going to hold up as the season goes on. The season gets underway here because right now
a good team, and so we feel good about how we play.
Breaking up right now. Yes, sir. You got Oregon coming up, man. There's going to be a big Georgia contingent in that Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's going to have to talk loud that night. Hope that holds up. Let's get to a college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Spoke about it this week. One of the best quarterback competitions going on in the SEC and in college football here in the preseason is in Baton Rouge at LSU. Got Brian Kelly's taken over, and he's got three quarterbacks competing for the job. Got Nussmeier, the younger kid, who obviously is showing them something. And then you got the restaurateur, Miles Brennan, who he's got to be about 25 right now. He's older than Stetson. And my source is telling me Brian Kelly was feeling like Miles Brennan would win the job coming out of spring football practice. And I think one of the reasons why he felt like that is because Jaden Daniels, the transfer from Arizona State, had really just gotten to campus. He was not comfortable in the offense as far as the terminology goes, the concepts go, but he must have picked it up after spring football practice, because seven practices into LSU's camp, Jaden Daniels was taking snaps with the ones during the 11-on-11 period yesterday when the media was out there checking it out. So Jaden Daniels, he's got the mobility to be something special. He throws the ball well. He's got experience. Looks like Jaden Daniels from Arizona State, the transfer, is a little bit ahead of Miles Brennan and Nussmeier. Georgia Tech football's back. Join the Yellow Jackets for First Saturday on the Flats. Saturday, that would be tomorrow at 12:30 at the Brock Indoor Practice Facility. You get a chance to meet the Tech football team, get free swag, and enjoy the family-friendly fun. Admission is free for all Georgia Tech fans tomorrow at practice, the Brock Indoor Practice Facility, starting at 12:30. Time for the final word. And Bucks Metro Atlanta Top 10 August Book Tour got underway last night at Buckhead at Irby's Tavern. Want to thank all the people that came out. We're a part of the night there. It was great to interact with a Bulldog fan, sign their books inside the hedges. And we're going to be out and about next Thursday in Kennesaw at Zuka Pizza. And then Saturday, August 20th, at the Roswell Oak Street Bottle Shop. We got some more locations that will be coming down soon. Stay tuned for that. It's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show this week. We appreciate South Point Financial Services for allowing us in their facility today, and hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.